Well, so far we've got five candidates, two women and three men. All of them have been proposed by governments from Eastern Europe, although the letter calling for candidates and for nominations doesn't specifically say that they have to come from that region.
So are we waiting for more candidates? Is that what you mean?
Yes, it's an open call for nominations. So far we've got five. We're expecting another one probably next week from also a European country, although not an Eastern European country. And we expect several more candidates to come forward as the process continues.
So what specifically is the role of the General Assembly?
Working with the Security Council, the General Assembly will basically be involved in identifying candidates, calling for the nominations, and then hopefully giving member states an opportunity to actually have a dialogue with those candidates, an interview, if you like, in the General Assembly, for those candidates to present themselves and their ideas and to answer questions from member states and maybe even stakeholders as well.
The President of the General Assembly has pledged to be open and transparent about this process. Already having the candidates up on the webpage is a first, I think, in the history of the UN. What other parts of the process are going to be transparent and open?
This is the most open and transparent process in terms of selecting the Secretary General of the United Nations that there has ever been. And the President of the General Assembly is absolutely determined to make it as open and transparent as possible. We've created a website on a web page on his website where we've put the candidates that have been nominated. We've been communicating on Twitter. Every time a new candidate goes up, you'll find the even the CVs of the candidates on that website. We're also hoping to open up questions to civil society and stakeholders so that they too can join member states in asking these candidates questions. That's another way of opening it up so that the whole world can really see this process, see who the candidates are, hopefully ask their questions, and then see how they react. So everyone will have an opinion on who the best Secretary General is and which the candidates are. There's also worth noting that there's been a large call around the world, a resounding call for the Secretary General to be a woman next time. And so the letter from the Security Council President and the General Assembly President actually encourages member states to present women as candidates.